I have on the line, I have Cathy Shields from the Workers' Party. Good afternoon, Cathy. How are you?
Hi, I'm well, thanks. How's it going?
You're talking about, you represent, of course, Ballymun Finglas Ward, and you have objections to the sale of public lands, including OPW land. Give us the background to this.
Basically, the OPW are set to set off two small residential sites, which it owns in Dublin City, and the sites are going to be auctioned by Lambert, Smith and Hampton on November 6th. And we just think that at the height of this housing crisis, to hear yet another story of the state selling off, you know, land, which is obviously a finite resource. You know, once we've sold all the public land, there's going to be none left, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to be sold on November 6th. And they're quite small, but we think if they're kept in public hands, they could be used for infill, sort of, you know, like step-down accommodation for older people. And then that would free up more housing units, which is something obviously we all agree is really badly needed. And so we're just wondering, why hasn't this option been considered?
Okay. And has there been any major objections go across the board to it? Is it just going to go ahead?
Do you know, I think unless there's, you know, concerted efforts made by people to sort of highlight this as it's happening and to protest it, you know, whenever they're able, yeah, I think that this sort of behaviour will just continue to go ahead despite, you know, multiple different votes that have happened. So say there, just last June, the Dublin City Council passed a motion that called on the Minister to direct the OPW to hand over residential land to Dublin City Council for development. So, you know, did the council management deal with this motion? And if they have, why did the minister ignore it and let another land sale happen instead? So, you know, it's difficult sort of watching this happen when you know that invariably it's just gonna make the situation we're in worse. And I don't see how anyone involved could think any differently.
Okay, I'm just wondering, like, a lot of people maybe would say, well, okay, if they sell it off, who cares who buys it as long as they build houses for people? And they make them affordable, if that's possible.
Well, that's the thing, you know, like, so we've seen, you know, basically the privatisation of all of land development, you know, like the council, basically, you know, the council, the government, they don't want to be responsible for building public housing. They don't want to be responsible for, you know, taking out loans to pay for it. And if government took out loans, they would get it at a really, really low interest rate. And that would just make the overall cost of housing cheaper. And so we just see the council moving away from that and the government moving away from that more and more and relying on private developers to build public housing. But you know, at the minute, the way it's supposed to work is that for every, you know, piece of land that we give to a private developer, they're supposed to build at least 20% public, social or affordable housing. But when we look at the figures between 2001 and 2011, actually less than 4% of what was built was delivered as public housing. So, you know, they're not doing it. They're trying to say that, oh, we can't build, you know, loads of public housing because it'll lead to, you know, like a ghettoisation, or it'll lead to, you know, these bad neighbourhoods. But I grew up in a council house on an estate, and, you know, it was a great place to grow up. And, you know, like, this idea that poor people will invariably
ruin the place and all that sort of rubbish. Yes, yeah.
It's just absolutely rubbish when you think about, say, in the 70s, you know, we had a massive amount of social housing. And for so many people that you meet, were born and reared in social housing, and you know, they're proud of where they're from, and you know, we could do that again, and it's not that hard to do.
Well, I have to say, Cathy, sorry for interrupting you, but it's a non-argument, that, really. I mean, you've only got to look at all over the city of Dublin, north, south, east and west. I mean, out in Fingal here, Donnymead, Coolock, and out in Ballyfermot, Macabre, and Fordra Fingal, could go on and on and on. And I mean, it's a non-argument, that. Is there a sort of a stipulation on how much the land goes for first? Because you said it was an auction. So I have no idea how that works in my ignorance. How does that work? So, you know, do they put it up today's prices up for a private sale?
It'll just be the highest bidder will take it, you know. And so there aren't really very many obligations that, you know, people have to meet if you buy this land. You know, they have to say that they'll provide X amount of public housing, X amount of social housing, sorry, and X amount of affordable housing. But we saw there recently that Owen Harris reckons that 320k is affordable housing. I don't know what he's earning. Well, I have actually, I do know, you can look it up, but you know what I mean? It
yeah.
might be affordable for him.
Well, one of my biggest bones of contention, Cathy, is when they talk about like that, and I keep saying ad nauseum to everyone that you've only got to listen to ministers and a lot of the media as well for the average wage, and I don't know where to get that figures from either. So that leaves us both rather stumped. When you say that 4% or around that area is only built when they make a deal to do 20%, have none of the people been brought to book or questioned and said, "Oh, hold on, you didn't do it," and then stop it the next time?
No, it hasn't. Like, and it's very difficult. You know, Ailish Ryan, my colleague in the Dublin City Council, you know, she has been, you know, trying to highlight this as much as possible, and she's been introducing these motions that would see Dublin City Council, you know, take responsibility for this again instead of farming it off, you know. And we see this across various different branches of the government, you know, where the outsourcing of you know, service provision has led to the service itself, say, like, you know, public waste, for example, you know, that's privatised, and like the service itself has gone to pot in a lot of places. And then even like the men and women at work on those jobs, they're not employed by the government anymore, so it's a race to the bottom for them in terms of pay and conditions and things like that. So like in all of these instances where, you know, where we hand over public services to private actors, it's almost guaranteed that the service is going to be provided less well because there's less regulation, and that those who are providing the service are going to be paid less well, and their terms of work, their conditions are going to be worse as well. And so really the only way that we can ensure that things are done right is if we do them ourselves.
Okay.
You know, if people are held to those standards.
Okay, when is the auction taking place, Cathy?
November 6th.
That's not too far away.
November 6th. That's it. You know, there's time, I suppose, to get in touch with your councillors and stuff and tell them that, you know, you don't want the OPW to sell this land off, and that you'd like to see them support, you know, Ailish Ryan in her efforts to stop it from happening. Mm.
Okay, and people can look up online about all of this on your website, can they?
That's it, yeah, on our website, www.workersparty.ie.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for bringing to the attention. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for having
Thanks
me.
Thanks very much, Cathy. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
And that's Cathy Shields from the Workers' Party. Okay, so you can look up the website there and find out. It's November 6th. That's a week away or so.